I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, Tinder takedown time. This one is a little bizarre. Let's get Beth on, because she's been dating a dude for 2 years, just finds out he's on Tinder. Now, that is red flag number one, but she also found an engagement ring, which means that he's about to propose to her, so she's very confused. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the relationship, how you know that you're about to get engaged, and the confusion that's going on with Tinder right now.
Yes. So I've been dating my boyfriend for over 2 years. We're madly in love, and I've never, ever suspected him of cheating. He's everything I've ever asked for. We've even started discussing our future together. My family loves him. So imagine my surprise when I'm with my friend and she tells me she heard from another friend that my boyfriend is on Tinder. My heart fell to my chest. I'm like, I can't believe it. There's no way. Especially when a couple of weeks ago, I was organizing our closet and I found the engagement ring. So my friend, she sent me a screenshot, and yeah, that was him. So I'm conflicted, and the ring is gorgeous. It's what I've always pictured my engagement ring to look like. So no way is the man that bought me this ring cheating on me on Tinder. So I asked, please do Tinder takedown. Help me get to the bottom of this before he pops the question, because I have to know what's going on.
All right, so these guys have told me before, and I don't know if it's 2 years or not, but if you're on Tinder, sometimes when you get into a relationship or you just forget that you're not using it, but it's still on your phone. So it's a totally different thing for it to be active, or does that seem impossible if you've been seeing somebody for 2 years?
But if somebody goes on Twitter and they're swiping, if the person hasn't been active, that their picture isn't going to pop up for a possibility, right?
I'm not exactly sure how that works. I think your picture might still pop up, but you won't be a match. Because if they're not actively swiping, then there's no way that you could match. But I think if you have not deleted your profile, I believe it's possible for your picture to still pop up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They've been dating for 2 years. So you would think at this point, one of her friends would have seen him on the platform by now. If this was just a case of him like having the app at one point, yeah, but not deleting the profile, which is the only reason why I feel like this is something newer. And I guess if I was going to throw like a theory out there, I mean, I know a lot of guys, like when they're making a big life decision, like they're going to define the relationship as a girlfriend or if they're going to propose, there's like a moment of cold feet, and maybe he's like not going to do anything with this tender, but there's a part of him that's just like, let me just see what else is out there before I make this life-altering decision, yeah, which doesn't feel good to say, but I almost wonder if that's like a coping mechanism.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, I can see how a guy might get cold feet and feel like, let me see what else is out here and make sure I'm not missing anything before I, you know, make this life-altering decision, like Abby said. I don't think you would want to hear that, but I know people who have done it.
All right, so let's go down this road for just 1 second. If you're fully committed and you're fully in love, there is no question that there is something out there that's better than what you have, right?
Maybe some people have a bigger problem with commitment. Like, I think the idea of committing is scarier for some people than others. And maybe he is fully committed and he's like, once I get engaged, like, I'm going to make a decision to never think about another woman intentionally in that way again. So let me just use this last little bit of freedom before I put the ring on her finger to just feel single before I'm not never single again.
This seems, if this was his intent, it would seem so far-fetched to me that even if you had cold feet and you're thinking, I just want to see what's out there one more time, a picture's not going to do it. I mean, you'd have to get to know somebody for a long period of time before you make the decision like, okay, maybe I can do a little bit better than what I have. It can't be based on a picture, right?
I mean, yeah, I think it can be, depending on who's swiping. You can see what you can pull and what you can't.
I also feel like it depends on what you define as better. Like, when you find somebody smarter or with more money or with a better body, maybe. But if you're talking about somebody that you believe to be your person, that mm-hmm. you want to marry them for that reason, then no, there can't be anybody better.
Beth, are you guys living together?
Yes, we're living together. We moved in, I want to say, like, 6 months ago.
All right, so this thing...
This is all hard.
All signs are like, this thing is going to next level, and you found an engagement ring. Chances are pretty good he's not holding it for somebody else, so I can understand your confusion on it. So let's do this, Beth. We already have results for you because Kristen and her nosy friends got involved.
Dedicated.
And they tracked them down on Tinder, and they have some answers for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, give us a couple of seconds and we'll tell you everything that they found on Tinder Takeover, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll do it next.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Fallout, Shogun, Disgraced, and Bluey. Those are the TV shows that are being talked about in this studio.
We cover a lot of ground.
You forced Mo into watching Disgraced.
I did. So here's the thing with Disgraced. This is a documentary that was actually released in 2017. I somehow missed it then, but I was looking for something to watch, and I came across it on Hulu. It's actually a Showtime documentary, and I think Showtime and HBO do really brilliant documentaries. They're some of my favorite as far as how well they're put together and how well they're researched. So this one is about the 2003 murder of a Baylor basketball player, Patrick Dennehy, and the fact that I have no recollection of this story, that it wasn't a bigger scandal than it was, because there was definitely some cover-up going mm-hmm. from Baylor. What ended up happening to the coach, what ended up happening to the assistant coach, what was said about Patrick. There's so many twists and turns, and I was livid. Like, you know when you get this visceral reaction when you watch something? I was so pissed off with what transpired. Obviously, you're talking about, like, you know, Patrick's life being taken from him. But what happened to the head coach and what happened to the assistant coach, I was
Livid.
Kristen was peppering Mo every day.
I was.
Did you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you watch it? What episode are you on? Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
It's one. It's just one documentary. Uh-huh. And was it not worth it?
It was worth it. And I ended up being pissed off just like you were.
Is that right?
Oh, man. The cover-ups. I don't remember how I didn't know that this was a thing when it actually happened.
Because
it's right
it didn't
up
go
my
to
alley.
Trial.
But that explains a lot. When you watch it, you get why it didn't.
So my son demanded that I watch Fallout because it's in all that. Wow. What a really great show. So I've been watching that.
What's it about?
It's based on a video game?
Yeah, it's a video game by Bethesda that they have several releases of. But essentially what happened, it's kind of set like 1950s-ish, and there's a big nuclear explosion, but there is a company who has been selling vaults to withstand this. So you have all these vault dwellers who've lived in the vaults for 200 years,
really cool.
And they finally come out again into post-apocalyptic America, oh. And it like posts the like nuclear explosion. But it's not like a heavy drama Oppenheimer. It's fun, and it's like there are crazy, like different animals and people living out there, and you're navigating all these adventures.
Apocalyptic and fun. I never thought those two would be in the same sentence.
It really is.
The end of the world. Yay. Yeah.
And it's my dad that is forcing me to watch Shogun. And I'll explain that because my dad's been gone for a couple of years. When I was younger, my dad and I didn't hang out much, but I do remember him forcing me into watching this series back in the day called Shogun. This was way back in the day. And I think it came out weekly, or it was like a week-long series, and I remember loving that series as a very young kid, and the memory that I have hanging out with my dad watching it. So when they did the remake that's on Hulu now, I'm like, you know what, I gotta give this a try. You know, old Fred. And I started watching it, and this one's better than it was back in the day. It's so good. It's really, really good. You guys should give it a try.
And TV's not a hobby. Okay.
All right, Beth is here, and she has been waiting and waiting and waiting. She's like, why are you talking about TV when my life is on the line?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. You want to explain what we got going on here, Kristen?
Yeah, so Beth hit us up. She's been with her boyfriend for 2 years. They moved in 6 months ago. She happened across an engagement ring, so she is pretty sure that her boyfriend is going to propose here soon. They're madly in love. They talked about their future. She couldn't be happier until a friend came up to her and said, hey, another friend of mine found your boyfriend on Tinder. Showed her the screenshot, and there it was in black and white on the phone. Beth was looking at it, her boyfriend on Tinder, and she is just devastated. Never suspected him of cheating and can't for the life of her understand why he would be on Tinder.
Doesn't make sense to any of us. All right, Beth, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so Kristen's friends tested him on Tinder yesterday. This is why we call this Tinder Takedown. Mm-hmm. She got results for you.
All right, so Beth, you gave me specific details about your boyfriend, age, location, etc. Plus, you gave me a picture, which I passed on to my friend to do this Tinder takedown. I gave her all the information, and she started swiping immediately. And it did not take her long to find Trevor. He was there. So she immediately started engaging in conversation, and it went like this. He was actually the one that reached out first.
Ooh.
He goes, I've been to Italy several times. It's one of my favorite countries. Which city was your favorite? Because she has a photo of her in Italy in one of her prompts.
Okay, so we're already into, I don't know what your definition of unfaithful is, but now he is approaching her.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Her hands down the coast. I can't wait to go back. How about you? And then Trevor said, same. Amalfi Coast was incredible.
Thoughts?
Wait, Trevor's never been to Italy, though.
He has not been to Italy?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe he's a big liar, pants on fire.
Well, lying to somebody.
Sometimes when you're on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you're getting sent pictures of the Amalfi Coast, you could feel like you're right there.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
All right, she goes, I guess our first date is going to be in Italy then, ha. Huh? He goes, I'll book the flights. When are you available?
Dead man walking.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, do we even need to go on?
Well, I have to secure a dog sitter first. Him, same. My brother can watch both our dogs.
Does he have a dog?
No, that doesn't sound right. So Trevor's an only child, and we have a cat. No dogs in the picture. That doesn't make sense.
Well, you seem to be Mr. Get It Done. Him, what can I say? I'm a go-getter. her, I do admire that quality in a man. Before we go further, what's your sign? Him, I'm a Leo. And you?
Is he a Leo?
No, Trevor's a Capricorn.
I have a new theory. What's the theory?
Okay.
Is your boyfriend, maybe soon to be fiance, would you consider him to be objectively hot?
Hot, yes. He is the hottest man in my eyes.
What woman is going to answer no to that?
Objectively. Because some people would say, I find him to be the hottest man ever, but he's a little quirky. I'm asking from an objective standpoint, if my judgmental ass walks into a bar and sees him, am I going to think he's a 9 or a 10?
Yeah, I think he's conventionally attractive. Yes.
Here's my theory.
Absolutely.
I think somebody's using his photos to pick up women.
I don't think it's Trevor either.
Really?
I don't think so.
Well,
I would hope so. I mean, that's...
Huh.
I would be relieved.
I didn't know that was a thing that happened.
Catfishing? Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's the name for it.
You might want to check out the show on MTV. It's been around for a while. Catfish.
Okay, so...
Wow.
Huh.
So it ended, just so you know, Beth, it ended, I'm a Virgo, not a perfect match, but there's potential. Him, how about we discuss further this weekend? And there was talk of setting up a date. But I'm with Abby. I don't think this is your Trevor.
Okay, so this is different.
I don't think this is my Trevor.
All we have to do is figure out now, or what you have to do is figure out a way to frame this to him that, hey, just want to let you know this is happening online that you don't know about. They're using your picture.
And
I don't know how you get into that conversation.
It's so easy to get into it. Beth, a friend of a friend saw Trevor on Tinder, brought it to your friend. You have the screenshot. You show it to him and be like, OMG, Sarah said that your photos, I know that you wouldn't do this. Who do you think is posing as you? And then show him so he can get to the bottom of it and stop this person from trying to hook up with women using his image.
Let me take this call from our listener, Jake, here, Beth, who said this very same thing happened to him. Hey, Jake, same thing happened to you on Tinder?
Yeah, so I have been married for 2 years now, and this happened about 6 months ago. Guy was using my photos from Facebook, Instagram. Same thing, I'm a Gemini. He said he was a Leo.
Huh.
Said he was from Ohio. I was born in Florida. Just like same exact thing. My wife flipped out and I had to give her my phone, go through everything. Yeah, it happened. Apparently it happens to a lot of guys.
All right. I appreciate you calling very much. Yeah. I mean, here, all these calls are coming in right now from dudes that have had this happen and women also. Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I think you guys are going about it the wrong way. The only way to know for sure, because, I mean, he can lie if you do a screenshot, whatever, you have to set him up and say, get him on a date with the friend and see if he shows up or not, or if he, you know, makes an excuse to go on this date.
That's asking a lot of my friend. I don't know if I want to put my friend in that position.
Well, plus they got to go to Italy.
I mean, I know where she might be now for that.
And he has to foster a dog. All right, Beth, we've given you ways that you can bring this up now to your man. Please do so. And then give us a call back with an update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.